Hi, I'm Raj Steema, and this is My Audio File, which provides a summary of the 2005 Learning, Teaching and Assessment Conference held at Sheffield Hallam University. The event titled The LTA Cocktail, Getting the Mix Right, Exploring Diversity and Flexibility in Learning, Teaching and Assessment was exactly what was what the day delivered. Introduced at the start with a student voice was David Warren, representing the student union as the academic affairs officer. How did this go down?
It was a rousing, presentation that touched on quite a number of issues, and some of them fairly sensitive and about how we manage ourselves, on the interface of our work, our students' expectations and things like that.
I think there's been a real development in how prominent the student voice is, actually. I think that's what was really, really good, that there is now really a commitment to saying that, as well as students kind of being central to everything that we do, and then the heart of learning, teaching and assessment, that we're really going to kind of acknowledge that in a very vocal way by actually getting somebody in to who is a student to represent the student voice.
I thought the guy did very, very well. I mean, I was just sitting there thinking, if it was me that just delivered that and all these people asking all these questions, I was thinking I would have no chance of answering these. But
I think the thing that he was saying about we need to push the barriers to different types of teaching and learning, regardless of the systems that might prevent that happening, was very good as well.
The conference was about disseminating and networking, a chance not only to tell people in the university about what they're doing, but also to find out about new areas and to create new contacts.
I consciously chose to go to things where I didn't necessarily know the people and I didn't know the subject area.
I signed up for quite a lot of the learning technology type seminars because this is an area which I'm very interested in, but I've kind of taken my eye off the ball a bit really, so I'm really keen on finding out what the latest developments are in terms of e-learning across the institution.
Through over the years I've got to know quite a lot of people in different faculties, but it's just nice to see them again, and again that's what the day does.
The mixture of sessions offered throughout the day proved to be successful. A combination of workshops, seminars and lively discussion, the post-experience reflections of sessions conjured up some strong enthusiasm.
I've just been to this thing about using maths to manipulate digital images, which was really brilliant. I mean, I've been using image editing software for years, and just to see how it can be broken down to be done in like a little Excel file, and as just brought up so much level of understanding of what's actually going on when you go in somewhere and you make it brighter or darker or change a colour, things like that.
Then I went to another session in regards to group work and looking at ways to, well, it was kind of an innovative way to involve students rather than excluding students. So
a member of staff in Development and Society talked about an innovative assessment method using mooting as a way of assessing students in law. A guy from Development and Society, a psychologist, who was talking about ways of encouraging student engagement in online discussions and seminars. Possible use of sanctions against non-participants.
Florian Tom's session on studio practice, because I think what was absolutely fascinating about that was they've got a very established methodology, which is studio-based in the arts and design. But it's actually accomplishing a lot of the sort of metacognitive skills and things that we talk about, for example, around personal development planning.
The highlight for many delegates was created by the opportunity to discuss and to review their teaching and learning practices.
It is useful, obviously, and it is practical to see how other people, again, throughout the university are dealing with that, if it's just about assessment or something more general. It does feed into that sort of thinking. I mean, we're coming up to validation next year, so again, it's the more ideas, the better, really. And you do get that.
There seem to be more innovative ideas this year than there have been in the past. In the past, I felt it was a bit more like reinventing the wheel, whereas there are one or two really sort of interesting ideas that, could take forward. Wow. I think there was a lot more this year, and that in itself is very good. But on the other hand, there were parallel sessions, and I wanted to go to both. You always get that at conferences, though.
I think it's definitely changed my perspective on academics. I always thought they just turned up, they gave their classes and then just went home, that was it, they didn't really do anything. It's definitely changed my perspective on their attitude, because it seems that they actually do genuinely care about our learning sort of thing.
In between sessions, there was a poster competition. It was clear that the criteria for judging the posters have been interpreted in various ways.
The other point about the poster session, it says the content, not the style. But I thought the very point about having a poster session is whether it grabs you.
Yes.
I think if you're going to have a poster session, it's not just what the contents are, it's the way it's presented, because that's what grabs your eye.
I mean, we've got all these things about what to look for and what to market on, and there's just not enough time. I mean, I didn't have a chance to look at everyone or read everyone, so I just kind of went with a gut feeling, really.
I already have picked one already that I may nominate.
What was it about that particular poster that kind of drew you?
It was laminated.
So I think in a nutshell that it's been a great experience so far, okay? More than exceeded my expectations, to be honest.
So yes, I would count it a success. I think it's been really fascinating.
And what for next year? The 10th annual LTA conference. It can only get bigger and better. This is Rod Steemar, signing off from the Learning and Teaching Institute.